In this bulletin, today's National Cabinet meeting underway to discuss the possible easing of restrictions. China indicates it will support a WHO investigation into the coronavirus, and the German Football League prepares to restart under strict health conditions. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The National Cabinet has begun its meeting today as state and territory leaders discuss a phase plan to end coronavirus measures. The Western Australian Government recently relaxed rules to allow gatherings of up to 10 people, and the Premier plans to outline further updates by Sunday. The state has recorded one new case in the past day, while New South Wales has detected four new COVID-19 cases on Friday. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan says state's approach has been set sensible, reasonable and safe, limiting the spread of COVID-19.
This morning, we will be considering the latest health advice and finalising a pathway forward to ease some baseline restrictions across Australia. This will be about building a COVID-safe economy.
Victoria's Police Chief Lisa Neville says the community has proactively embraced testing, which will help determine the state's plan for future restrictions.
And it's what's going to help us make some decisions over the next couple of days leading into Monday. So can I thank every Victorian for doing that? Can I encourage people who have any mild symptoms to go and get tested?
China's foreign ministry says it's willing to help the United States manage its coronavirus outbreak, stating COVID-19 is the enemy of the US. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has accused China of withholding virus samples and failing to fulfill its obligation to share information with the US. Foreign spokeswoman Hua Chunying says it's regrettable to see the US shifting the blame. She's told a briefing in Beijing, China opposes attacks from the US and it supports efforts to investigate where the virus started.
China has been in close touch with the World Health Organization. We would like to continue to cooperate with the World Health Organization to jointly deal with the coronavirus pandemic. I have said a lot yesterday. China is open to cooperation with the World Health Organization, including cooperation in tracing the source.
And new flight options have opened up for Australians hoping to fly home from London and Los Angeles during the pandemic. Qantas has announced the limited flights with the potential to also return pets to Melbourne for time in quarantine at Mickleham. Previous flight services to Brisbane were difficult for pets because the city didn't have quarantine facilities for animals on arrival. New South Wales Tourism Minister Stuart Ayres says since late March, more than 13,000 international travellers have stayed in Sydney hotels upon arrival.
We've used as many as 30 hotels across the whole system, a mixture of hotels as well as service departments, particularly providing better quality accommodation for families that have come back and been captured by these quarantine arrangements.
New South Wales Health says daily tests have been scaled back at an aged care home in Sydney where 16 residents have died. Staff members from Newmarch House have reported pain from repeated swabbing of their noses, leading to tests only every second day. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says residents and families should feel confident about the current testing regime.
So we actually think that is a very rigorous screening process. So for a couple of days into the 2.5 days, that was regularly every shift change, and now it's moved to every second day. And that is above and beyond what any screening recommendations indicate.
32 staff employees and 37 residents have contracted COVID-19. A transport employee survey shows more than 90% of Qantas staff are worried about their safety at work. The Transport Workers Union says at least 60 people from the Qantas group have become infected with coronavirus. One of the worst clusters was in Adelaide, and the union is alleging that outbreak was mishandled. The travel sector and transport industry have been hit hard by the global COVID-19 pandemic. In football, the Bundesliga season will start in mid-May, becoming the first European league to restart amid the pandemic. After a two-month suspension, strict health measures will be in place and the final round of matches will be held in June, but fans can't attend stadiums. The German Football League's Christian Seifert says there's been a strong worldwide response, but it won't be normal season for the clubs.
The reactions show great interest globally. I see reports from Los Angeles to London and Tokyo that we are the first major league to return. This is only possible, and I can't say that often enough, because we play in this country, because we had the privilege to live in a country with one of the most modern health systems in the world.
Let's take a look at the weather around the country for today in Perth. A possible shower, 19 degrees. Showers increasing today in Adelaide, 19. It's sunny in Melbourne, a top of 20. It's partly cloudy in Hobart, 17 for you. It's fine and sunny in Canberra, where it's 19 degrees. Fine weather for Wollongong as well, 25. Sunshine continues in Sydney, 27. Also sunny in Newcastle, where it's 26. It's partly cloudy in Brisbane today, where it's 26 degrees as well. In Cairns, there's a shower or 229. And it's sunny in the top end, Darwin, where it's a top of 33 degrees today. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest SBS News. We'll be right back.